This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 636, three tips for using online content to learn English with Andrew. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Online, there are so many resources available. So how do you choose which one to use? And what do you do with it once you choose that resource? Today, we have Andrew on the show to show you exactly how to choose a resource and what to do with it. Today, we have a guest on the show. Our guest is one of the hosts at Qlips. He's originally from the west coast of Canada, but right now he's working in South Korea as an English language instructor at a university. When he's not podcasting, he likes to make rock and roll music, study Korean, play chess, and go running. Today, let's meet Andrew from Qlips. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Andrew, welcome to All Ears English. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lindsay. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, I'm glad you reached out and it's great to have you. You know, Qlips, is it Qlips or Qlips? How do I pronounce your podcast?
Yeah, good question. It's Qlips. It's a blended word, culture and lips together.
Qlips. Oh, that's so funny. I always wondered where that name came from. So we have you here from Qlips podcast. And is Qlips originally a Canadian podcast?
It's originally a Canadian podcast and is still a Canadian podcast.
A Canadian podcast. Are you from Canada yourself, Andrew?
I'm a Canadian, yeah. Right now, I'm living in South Korea, teaching English at a university. But
awesome.
Yeah, I'm a Canadian for sure.
Very cool. We don't get too many Canadian voices on the show, so that's always fun. And today, Andrew, you're here to talk to us about how to use the internet to study on our own, right? And the problem with using the internet, first of all, that I hope you can help us with today is that there are just so many possible resources that we get lost.
Exactly. And it's funny that you mention this because today I'm going to talk about three tips for using the internet to develop your fluency.
Okay,
actually, maybe
good.
3.5 tips, but my first tip relates to the point you just brought up. There are so many things on the internet. How do you decide what is a good study material? How can you make this decision?
That's a really good question. So can you answer the question for us?
I'll try my best. I have a personal checklist that I go through when I'm deciding what to study with. And so the first thing that I look for is length. I'm a busy person. I have a short attention span.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people are in this situation. So I look to length. I want to study with something that is short. And
yes.
Yeah. Depending on your level, depending on what level of a learner you are, the length will vary. But I think mm-hmm. somewhere between 5 and 15, maybe mm-hmm. 20 minutes, this is a nice yeah. length, nothing too long.
Yeah. And the other reason that it's nice to have something short is I think it feels good as human beings. We want to complete something. You know, the concept of the open loop is kind of painful in our minds, right? If we get on the train, we want to listen to a podcast and we can't finish the podcast, we get a little bit annoyed and we're annoyed throughout the day because we haven't finished that little mini project. Isn't that right?
I couldn't agree with you more. I feel the same way. There's a certain satisfaction that you get when you know that you've completed something. So
yes.
if it's yes. short, it's digestible. This is my first qualification that a study material needs to meet.
Okay.
And
awesome.
The second point is that it has to be interesting for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody has different interests, but there's no reason to study with something that's boring. Choose something mm-hmm. that you think is cool and fun, and it'll just be a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, especially now that we do have the internet. I mean, maybe back in the day, we had to settle for textbooks that bored us and we just had to plow through. But now, because we have all these possible resources, different flavors, I mean, even just within the iTunes store, Andrew, we can see the different personalities that come through in the show. So on the shows. So what personalities resonate with us, right? That's a question to ask.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So find a teacher you like, a personality that you like, a topic you like, and go with that.
Love it. Love it, Andrew. Was there a third checklist piece for you
there?
There's
two more. Yeah, the okay. third one
All right.
is that one of my requirements is that the material has audio and text, okay? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if it's a video, I'm looking for a subtitle. If it's a podcast, I'm looking for a transcript. It needs mm-hmm. to have the audio and the text. This is very mm. important for the mm-hmm. way that I study.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you think that this is true for all levels, or is this for what level are you in Korean, Andrew, if we could ask?
Yeah, so I study Korean. I am mid to high intermediate. Okay. So yeah, it would depend on your level. If you are very advanced, maybe this isn't something that you're looking for. But mm-hmm. I think it's handy. It's always nice to have that reference text just in case mm-hmm. you have a question. Why not mm-hmm. have it there for you?
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Now, is it easy for you to find in Korean, when you study Korean, is it easy for you to find resources that have transcripts as well as audio online?
It's difficult. You have to dig around, but it's there. You can find it. Luckily, yeah. for most of the people that are listening now, I'm assuming that everyone is studying English, and
yes,
there's a ton
are.
Of material out there
yes.
for English. So you guys are mm-hmm, lucky, maybe absolutely. Luckier than I am.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, what's your fourth checklist piece?
Yeah, so ideally, I want to have an interaction between two speakers, okay, mm-hmm. or more than two speakers. I want to hear natural language. I think this is better than scripted language. I think mm-hmm. there's a place for watching TV and movies, for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I like to study with natural language. So I like to listen to people on a podcast talking like we are now. Mm-hmm. Or I like to watch a vlog where people are just going about their daily lives talking the way that they do all the time.
Yeah. Charismatic person is someone who can communicate with anyone in any situation. A charismatic person has a successful career and is good with people. If you want to be charismatic in English, we'll show you exactly how to do it in our free masterclass. Go to allearsenglish.com/charisma. See you there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I like that. It's important to see that interaction because language is not something we do by ourselves. It's not static. It's not a monologue, right? We're speaking. We're in dialogue with people. And we need to see that and witness that so that we can start to do that. Isn't that right?
Exactly. So this is one of the... These are four of the things that I look for when I'm choosing a study material. So now we've found something good to study with. Okay. We found a podcast like All Ears or like Q-Lips, or we found a YouTube clip that is really nice. How can we study with it? I'm going good to share question. What I do with these materials.
Tell us what you do.
So to study listening and to strengthen listening comprehension, I like to use my source material for transcription. Okay, so I'm listening to the material. First, I like to listen to it just to get the general meaning. But then I like to focus more on the form, on the grammar, on what's really happening, the nitty-gritty. So this is where transcription comes into play. I listen and write down what I hear.
Okay, you write down what you hear. And how does the transcript come in here?
Transcript comes in when you need to check. Okay, you finished and you are wondering, am I correct or am I not correct? Okay,
got
you
it.
Can always listen to it again, or you can check with the transcript and just verify that you were right or you were wrong. And
so,
what's really nice is when you notice the spots where you're wrong, right? You're like, ooh,
yeah.
I need to focus on that.
Ooh, that's good. That's gold right there. And so, and one question here, Andrew. Now, how much of what we hear are we actually writing down? Are we writing it out word for word, or are we writing down the keywords or the key phrases, or how? Because that's going to take a long time if we're sitting there and writing it out word for word, right?
Right, exactly. Which is why I recommend something that's short. Okay. So I do word for word. I like at my level of learning right now, this is really helpful for me. If you wanted to just choose a key portion of the source material to transcribe or a few sentences, that's fine. Whatever you have time for.
Okay. I like that. So yeah, that's the key to finding right there. We find short, quick, easy material so that we can complete these tasks in a short time and we can move on with our day so we don't leave that loop open and start to get annoyed with ourselves
exactly.
and our study plan. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. So after we've transcribed, then what's the next step? What's that final piece?
Yeah. So my final piece, and I have to say that I might not do this all in one day. I might just spread this over the course of a week, for example.
Yeah.
But the next step is to actually verbalize the material. I think it's so important to practice speaking and develop that muscle memory that comes with physically articulating something in your target language. So I like to record myself mimicking what I hear. Okay, so this is similar to transcribing in a way. You are taking in the source material and you are repeating it. This time you're not typing or not transcribing, you are speaking it. And I record myself doing this and then compare my version with the source material.
Okay. I like that idea. Is there any point in this kind of sequence that we would want to connect with a teacher to have that teacher either listen to us repeating it, or is there any point where we can no longer compare the differences between ourselves and the native speaker just because we don't have that outside kind of point of view? Or does this work for you?
For me, it's helpful, but yeah, of course, getting a native speaker's opinion is fantastic. And this would be my final point. You're leading me really nicely into my final point, which is you have to get out into the real world and use this. Okay. You have to use the language. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay. So this might be with a tutor. This might be with your language exchange. It could be in your class with your classmates. Use what you've learned from your source material and get out there and use it. Start a conversation, write a diary entry. I don't know. It's up to you, but you have to use what you've learned in the real world.
And to me, that's the fun part. I mean, I know that's not easy for a lot of our listeners, for a lot of our students here, but guys, that's the meat of it. That's the fun part. That's where language comes alive. And that's why we're doing this, right? We're not doing this just to sit in our rooms and kind of speak into a recorder. We're doing this to interact with people. And, you know, here at All Ears English, our slogan is connection, not perfection, right? It's to connect. That's the juice of life. And that's why we want to do this. So don't miss that final piece. I think you have a really good point here, Andrew.
Yeah. And I like your slogan a lot, connection, not perfection, because it's all about that. And I mean, even if you make a mistake, who cares? This is a learning opportunity, right?
Yes.
You can notice your mistake. You go, aha, okay, now I know what to avoid next time.
Exactly. I love that. Okay. So this is good, Andrew. I like the sequence that you've moved us through. So we want to start off with a solid checklist so we know that we're choosing the right material, we're getting the right stuff, and then we want to go ahead and transcribe what we hear, right? Word for word, as long as it's a short piece of material. Then we want to record ourselves mimicking what we hear. And I really like this. It's kind of a mirroring, a mimicking kind of action where we can really pick up that native sound. And then that final piece, guys, in order to connect, which is what we want to do, is to go out and practice it. Find a native, make those mistakes. I love it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool. Andrew, so can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing over at Qlips? And maybe if our listeners want to know a little bit more about what you guys have to offer.
Sure. So Qlips is an educational podcast. Our goal is to help our listeners learn English the way that it's really used by native speakers in everyday life. So it's very conversation focused. It's very practical. And it's fun. We hope that you will visit our website, qlips.com. That's Qlips.com. Listen to one of our episodes and we think you'll fall in love. And I would like to invite all of the All Ears English community just to, listen to an episode. And if you like what we do, you want to roll up your sleeves and start studying seriously with us, we're offering a special 20% discount on our monthly and yearly Qlips memberships. Just use the coupon code All Ears with no space. So Allears at the checkout and you'll be set.
Okay, excellent. So we want to encourage you guys to go over, check out what they've got over there. It's always good to be listening to different voices, right? So you guys, I want to ask one more time, everyone on the Qlips show, is everyone from Canada? I'm not sure if I got that answer to that. I know you guys originally started in, is it all Canadian accents?
We have currently two Canadians and one girl from Texas. So
cool.
You got North a Southern America accent there. Covered. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Good. It's good to get this variety of voices. Here on All Ears English, we're from the northeastern part of the U.S., Boston, New York. Jessica is from Portland. And guys, it's good to try different podcasts and see what different voices you can pick up to work on that accent and listening skills. Awesome.
Variation is so important. I totally agree.
Absolutely. That's right, Andrew. Well, thanks for coming on the show. I want to wish you the best of luck over at Qlips. And thanks for letting us know how to pick out the right material and then what to do with it once we find the right material. So thank you.
Thanks so much, Lindsay. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.